Nauvoo Temple Milestones, 1840 through 1850 by Robert Freeman. August 31, 1840. The Prophet Joseph Smith counseled the saints to give attention to building a temple in Nauvoo. October 1840. During General Conference, the saints unanimously accepted a proposal to build the temple. Leaders formed a temple committee. Later that fall, leaders chose a site for the temple on the bluff overlooking the Mississippi River. January 1841. The Lord officially instructed the saints to build a house to my name, even in this place, Nauvoo. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 55. February 1841. Leaders selected a young New England convert by the name of William Meeks to be the chief architect, and construction began. April 6, 1841. Cornerstones for the sanctuary were laid. November 8, 1841. President Brigham Young dedicated the baptismal font. June 27, 1844. The martyrdom of the Prophet Joseph Smith forced a suspension of all labors. By July 7, work resumed and in fact intensified. November 30, 1845. The attic and other portions of the upper level of the temple were dedicated. December 10, 1845. The first endowments were administered, and soon the temple was operating virtually around the clock. February 4, 1846. The first wave of wagons began to roll westward from the city. February 9, 1846. At about 3:30 p.m., fire erupted on the roof of the temple. The blaze was extinguished quickly and caused only minor damage. It was suspected that enemies of the church had started the fire, but the saints soon learned that a stovepipe had ignited clothes drying in an attic room. April 30, 1846. Joseph Young dedicated the temple in a private ceremony. The next day, Orson Hyde offered the first of several public dedicatory prayers, the last on the 3rd of May. October 9, 1848. Fire destroyed the temple. A local newspaper reported, "The fire presented a most sublime spectacle. The flames which shot up to the sky threw a lurid glare into the surrounding darkness. By morning, only the west-facing wall and parts of the other three walls were left standing." April 1849. The Icarians, a newly arrived religious communal group, purchased the temple block, which included the charred remains of the temple. May 27, 1850. A tornado struck and debris fell around workers who were repairing the walls of the temple. The St. Louis-based Daily Missouri Republican recorded, "This frightful hurricane, the most terrible experienced in the country in many years, burst suddenly on the hill of Nauvoo, where lightnings, thunder, wind, hail, and rain seemed united to assail the building." End of the Nauvoo Temple Milestones, 1840 through 1850, by Robert Freeman.